This was Sandy just 4 months ago.
I just stopped living. I live in shame and I live in a closet. You know, don't go anywhere. Can't have lunch with my friends anymore for fear that something's going to happen while I'm eating out in public.
But that's all changed now. This is Sandy today. Sandy was one of 20 people chosen to receive a gift of a permanent smile. Her incredible transformation was made possible through our partnership with Beast Philanthropy, an amazing organization changing lives all over the world. And today, she's here to reveal a few unexpected ways dental implants have changed her life since, from eating to smiling and even the maintenance. But before we dive in, you could be wondering, am I a candidate for something like this? Well, you can take the 60-second quiz in the description below to find out if you could be. Let's talk about what happened. You went in for surgery one day. The next day, you came back to get your permanent set of teeth, so just 24 hours later. Were you surprised by, you know, the quick process in this compared to maybe past experiences you've had in the dental world?
Well, in all honesty, I didn't know what to expect. And I ended up talking to some friends who have had dental implants, singular. Never found anybody who had had a full process done. And they were saying, you know, it takes them so long to get it done, 6 months, a year, you know. And I said, well, they are doing mine in 24 hours, you know. And they're going, I can't believe they can do that. And I'm going, well, you know, we're about to find out. So I was pleasantly surprised.
Wow.
Because I was expecting, you know, it's major surgery in your mouth. And so you're expecting a lot of terrible things. So if I thought about the worst, then everything would be better if it was only half bad. But I didn't have to have any of that. Everything was perfect. Everybody was wonderful. They took care of me like I was one of their own. The recovery, everything was just so easy, so pleasant. I can't tell you how traumatic the idea of having all your teeth pulled out at one time and how scary that can be. But they made it easy for me. They made it, you know, what can we do to help? Here's some things for you in advance. We knew that this was going to be happening for you. So we did this in advance. And so I'm terrified of needles. The very thought of going into surgery is terrible, terrifying for me. So I was pleasantly surprised that it went very easily and very carefully and very nicely. And I was stunned. I was really stunned and surprised.
Wow. Wow. Well, I'm so happy to hear that. You know, obviously I was there with you, but I'm happy to hear, like, from your standpoint, you did have a great experience when you were there, and it did happen in 24 hours. So I do want to ask you too, you know, when you saw your smile for the first time, you flipped that mirror around, you know, we're counting down. What was going through your head? Did you feel like a different person? Did you feel like the old you? What was going on?
Those emotions are still there. You say hello to yourself again. I don't know how to explain that, except if you've been there, as many of the other patients have been, the moment of saying hello to yourself again is very, very emotional.
I can only imagine. And I feel blessed that I was able to be there with you at that moment. I only knew you for so many, like, what, 2 days? And I was like, I feel like I know you. And I got to see this transformation from one day to the next. Like, that was so, so cool to be a part of that. And now you're just, like, glowing, and it's like, So let's talk about, you know, some of the unexpected ways maybe your life has changed after getting your dental implants. The first one I actually want to talk about is, you know, maybe your social interactions and confidence, right? Originally in the interview, you know, you mentioned you avoided going to different activities out of fear. You wouldn't meet up with friends. You had this kind of shame about your teeth. So has your confidence changed in unexpected ways? What has it been like?
The truth is that my clients, I'm a massage therapist, and most of my clients never knew, because the way I was speaking, I would hold my mouth down so nobody could ever see that I didn't have any teeth. So when they came in, I smiled. I go, hi, how you doing? I'm so glad to see you again. And they were going, oh, you look great. And I go, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. But to be able to greet somebody wholeheartedly, you know, not with a subdued, stoic look on your face, or, you know, to really gladly greet people, that was so freeing. I spoke to one of my friends about this, and I said, you know, I'm 72 years old. I feel like an 18-year-old kid coming out of high school. The whole world is in front of me. All I have to do is step out now. It's taken time. I'm still working on it, trying not to be withdrawn because I've been withdrawn for 20 years. Mm-hmm. But it is so freeing. Somebody took my picture the other day, and I went, oh, don't take my picture because that's the way I used to do. And I went, no, go ahead. So it is, I'm 16 all over again, 18 years old all over again. The world is a pearl, and all I have to do is put it on a chain and wear it. Oh, it has been such a turn, such a wonderful turn.
That makes me so happy. So, Sandy, I have to ask, uh-huh. Have you been able to let Goofy Sandy out of the closet?
Oh, girlfriend, the girls around here are just freaking out. They go, we're used to being so stoic all the time. And I go, oh, no, this is who I really am. Have fun. Well, I invited them all to go dancing next weekend with me. They're 30, 32 and 39, and I'm 72, and I'm inviting them out to dance, you know. They're going, let's go. So,
Goofy Sandy's here.
That is incredible. And like you said, you know, there was an immediate like, hey, this is, you know, a new me, but also there is a little bit of adjusting, right? I mean, I can imagine years of, you know, hiding. It's going to take a little bit to get back, but you seem night and day, you know what I mean? I mean, but you showed me a little bit of your goofy side, which I was grateful for, but it's wow. So the next topic I want to touch is the eating side of things. So
yes,
your dental issues previously, you know, you mentioned it was hard for you to eat what you want. You didn't really want to go out. It wasn't the most pleasurable thing. And so now that you having a full set of teeth, what's it like eating with your new smile?
Well, you have to be careful, and you have to be mindful of being careful. But at the same time, if you had broken your leg or was in a bad car wreck and you couldn't walk and you're learning to walk again, well, I'm learning to eat again. I have to teach myself to chew and not have to swallow my food whole. I'm chew on this 5 seconds, and that's how you used to do, and then swallow it. And now I go, okay, now count 20, 20 chews before you let anything go. It's okay. You can take your time. It's all right. And you talk to yourself to train yourself that it's okay. And I have been very inventive with the ways I find myself food. I eat my favorite food sometimes, and I get to eat it because it's now soft. So it makes you think, but it's an awakening. I can eat something. I can't wait to have a real steak, okay? I'm waiting for that, but I have to practice. You can't run a marathon without practicing. So I'm practicing in preparation for my steak.
There you go. Do you think that getting your teeth, your permanent teeth, you know, 24 hours later, do you think that's helped with this whole practicing period, right? Like you have your teeth from day one, basically. You just get to start using it.
Yeah. And learning to chew again. I mean, I had so few teeth that I was chewing with the front teeth. And to now throw your food into the back of your neck and actually, you know, chew. Use the back part of your teeth and use your back teeth. It's really, you take a lot for granted in life, okay? And I know a smile for younger people is just something that just happens. And unfortunately, many of us, as we get older, that's not what happens for us. And so we become old, bitter, and angry people because we're sad and withdrawn. And you guys just gave me a very new life.
I'm super excited that you're going to be, so soon, you're going to be eating your first steak. And really chomp it on whatever you want, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I'm excited for you to meet some of these other patients in Dallas, because one of them's name is Ricky, and he has shown people what you can eat with these, which is almost everything, like sweet potatoes or like onions. He's been eating like raw onions. He's just like, look what these can do, candy apples. So I'm excited for you to get to that part of your journey.
I'm going to be honest with you. The first couple of days after surgery, and I had my teeth and I'm starting to eat, I kept biting myself on the inside of my mouth. What are you doing? What's going on here? And it's because you didn't have any teeth in there for so long that your jaws had sunk in. So you don't even realize that. And so my favorite thing to eat, even though I'm a soft diet, is Frito pie.
Ooh.
Now, how do you eat Frito pie with being on a soft diet? You put the Fritos in with the chili when you heat it up all at one time. And you break them up in little pieces so they're small, so you don't have to crunch on them. But you get the taste of the Fritos just like you do any other time. So I get to have Frito pie.
That is so smart.
Oh, my goodness. That's my mini steak for right now.
Exactly, right? Oh, my goodness. Well, that's amazing. Let's move on to maybe another unexpected thing that's changed for you after getting dental implants. You talked about eating. Do you ever get stuff stuck in it? Is it hard to clean out? Is it hard to maintain?
No.
What is that like?
It's really very easy to maintain, okay? Because it already has a base, so you don't have the problem of things getting between your teeth. You do have to brush them normally, okay? And they're beautiful, but you don't have green beans stuck between your teeth or spinach, you know? That's not an issue for us. But yeah, it's pretty great. I'm sorry to say, I wish I could say there's something terrible happening, but it's the most wonderful thing in the world.
No, I mean, that's amazing to hear. That's amazing to hear. Are you using brushing? Are you water picking yet? What does your daily routine look like?
I'm still brushing. I'm using a baby toothbrush, so it's nice and soft. I rinse with mouthwash, so that helps with the gums. I tried water picking one time, and I almost blew my heels. Just wait. You know, I think I need some more help on this one. So,
well, all I know is I've you know, interviewed a lot of people after the fact, and people have spoken about the water pick, and it's a little bit hard to figure out how to use. So that's normal. And I just remembered the other thing I was going to say was, the biting the lip part, that is also very, very normal. I mean, like you said, right? Like when maybe you don't have much teeth before and you have a full new set, right? It's like, you know, your mind is trying to figure out what's going on here. So I just want to let you know, those are both normal.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Absolutely. I'm curious too, you know, you've been learning to eat with these now and you're taking care of them. Do they feel, you know, durable? Do they feel strong? Do they feel like they're gonna last a long time? What is that like?
Okay, I gotta be honest. I'm still a little afraid. I'm just so afraid that I'll do something wrong and I'll lose them. You know, I have to tell myself I can eat, everything's okay. But I just having them, I treasure them so much that I'm so careful that I sometimes swing over to being too careful, if that makes any sense. I have a very valuable thing added to my life. And when you lose your teeth and you finally get some new ones, your heart just goes, easy, old girl, easy.
I mean, that makes a lot of sense, right? I mean, better go easy than try to do too much.
Yeah.
And you're still in these early days, right, where you're still getting the hang of things and how it feels, right? So I think with time and baby steps of even the food part, you'll start to become more comfortable with it. That makes sense, you know? I mean, you don't want to mess up something that has already added so much value to your life.
Amen. So, amen. Yeah.
So for my last question, what has been any other surprising or unexpected benefit of having your dental implants at almost 4 months now? What's something you want to share or you're excited about?
Well, a couple of things, if you don't mind. First, business-wise, Business-wise, it has helped me immensely. I used to network a lot before I started losing my teeth. And when I started losing, I stopped going out networking. I'm going to networking luncheons. I'm sitting and making presentations. I feel confident. I feel strong. I know what I do for a living. But to be able to say it out loud, smile at somebody, and laugh and make a joke during a presentation and laugh at my own jokes has been wonderful. And it has brought more business to me because I'm able to get out there and socialize. 2 weeks ago, I went out dancing for the very first time in 20 years. Now, I haven't been dancing because when I dance, I like to smile. And when you have no teeth, you can't smile. So it broke my heart to try to go. So I haven't. So 2 weeks ago, a couple of my friends invited me out, and we went dancing at the ballroom and did some ballroom dancing and some swing dancing, which I haven't done in a long time. And it all came back like riding a bicycle. I danced till I couldn't dance no more. And I felt the next morning, I felt rejuvenated. I felt like 20 years had been taken off from my back. Like I said, I had just invited my boss and one of the other ladies in the office here to go out dancing with me. You know, I'm not afraid to step out anymore. I can walk into a room and or a restaurant or a store and see someone and smile at someone, you know, not just grin at them, but actually smile at them. Because really and truly, a smile warms everybody's heart. And now that I can smile, my heart's even warmer than ever.
That's the truth. That's the truth. Oh my gosh. And to see you smile fills me with so much joy, Sandy. Like, and I remember one thing you said before too, I want to ask you about is, you said, you know, you love to make people laugh. So has there been a moment recently where that happened? Or do you want to share a moment?
I'm always doing something. The girls around here, they say I'm a whole new person. I'm so different from when I first started here. And I'm always cutting up jokes around here. I always got them laughing and giggling and told a joke to my client as she was leaving today. I can't share that one with you because it was a kind of a inside joke. But and she smiled and she laughed. And it just, a smile warms me. And I'm making people laugh again. They come to me and they're in pain and and I can get rid of the pain. But sometimes I just need a warm hug and a smile. And I used to be a member of our VFW post, and many of the people are older people, and they're kind of invisible. And I always made it a point to stop and to talk with them and to smile with them and tell them how glad I was to see them. And now I can do that again.
Sandy, what would you tell someone who's looking to get this done?
If you want a new life and a new smile, you should take that 60-second quiz you guys have. It's fast, it's easy, and oh, look at the results.
If you found today's episode valuable, please consider giving us a rating or leaving us a review. It helps others discover the same information you did today.